I was on Facebook one day and I had this friend request from a woman who I didn't know at the first start. And I thought, okay, you know, I'm okay for friends and all that, meeting new friends. It was through another friend as well, who I used to work with, because he sort of like introduced me to her. And it started from there. We got talking on the line and that, and we seemed to get a bond, and she seemed nice at the time.
Yeah.
She was Spanish, because she said she was from Spain, and she was actually living in Bristol, of which I thought, okay, that's not far away from where my brother lives, so I could visit her. It was no problem with me, because I'd got a car at the time.
Did you suggest visiting?
Yes, I did.
And what did she say?
She said, yeah, she was up for it, and we arranged a weekend where we would meet. I'd also contacted my brother to say, look, do you mind if I stay overnight? And he was okay about it. And so when the weekend came, I drove down to Bristol at the place where we agreed to meet. Waited around for an hour. She didn't show. And I thought, okay, what's going on here? So then I text her, and as well as try to phone her, but her phone was offline. So I text her a message to say, look, you know, get back in touch with me as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've travelled a 2-hour drive down there, and I thought, well, you no show. So then she texts me back saying, oh, sorry. She says, I'm on my way to America to stay at a relative's house for 3 months because I got a visa out there.
And then, so she was off for 3 months in America.
Yeah.
What happened next? Because it was an interesting twist.
Yeah. Basically, the day she was due to fly back, I went down to, she told me the flight details. I went down to Heathrow Airport to pick her up so that I could take her back to Bristol.
And that would have been the first time you'd met anyway.
Yeah, the first time we would have met each other, because I'd got a photograph of her on my phone. And
let me guess, she wasn't on the flight.
Yeah. I used to say to her, look, be online around, say, 12 o'clock midday, and we can have a chat if you want to. And that's what that's how we kept in touch.
Had you told her that you'd sold your flat and you'd got some capital?
No, I hadn't sold her at the time that I'd sold my flat.
So how did she get wind that you'd got money?
Basically, I said, well, I was just in the midst of looking for a car, because I needed a car to get around so I could find work. And so she said, OK, is there any chance you could pay for my flight back to the UK? So I sort of said, OK. I says, but it'll have to be a one-off. I said, because I'll need that money back.
How much did you forward her?
Well, she told me that the flight from America was $6,000. She booked, the flight was booked. She sent me the flight details and also the airport where it was Heathrow. And I said, OK, I'd go down and pick her up from the airport so I could take
Again?
Her. Yeah, so I could pick her up. Went down, no show again. And I thought, this is the second time this has happened. So I was really angry at the time. This was around Christmas last year.
All told, how much money had you handed over?
$26,000. The property that I'm renting, I've been forced out of because I can't pay 6 months up in advance. And because I'm now in work, even my wages, I wouldn't be able to survive on paying the rent as well as living.
So you've lost your home?
Yeah.
How has this experience left you feeling?
Gutted, not trusting women anymore after my previous relationship as well. I just feel I'm alone and upset and angry. Devastated, homeless, and at least I've got a job that I can go to, but that's not the end of the day. I need somewhere to live. I've had to go to my local council, but at the moment I'm still waiting to hear from them.
When do you need to vacate your flat?
4 weeks' time, at the end of June.